Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks. Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast.
William Farwell, who's a former Stoughton, Massachusetts police officer, he's permanently lost his law enforcement certification due to his involvement in the case that's garnered a lot of attention. Farwell entered into a voluntary decertification agreement with the state, effectively barring him from any future employment as a police officer. His decertification will also be added to the National Decertification Index, a database used to prevent decertified officers from obtaining law enforcement positions elsewhere. I don't think I've used the word decertification so many times in a sentence ever. Although William Farwell is not facing criminal charges
at this time.
Yet.
Yeah. His brother, Matthew Farwell, has been indicted on federal charges related to the death of Sandra Birchmore, a woman whose brothers had been romantically involved with, which is just a fucking weird situation there. Matthew is accused of strangling Birchmore, who was pregnant, to cover up their affair, which investigators allege began when she was underage. Prosecutors say that after killing Birchmore, Matthew attempted to stage her death to look like a suicide. Both William and Matthew were officers in the Stoughton Police Department at the time of the events. And investigators have confirmed that both brothers had sexual relationships with Birchmore. According to court documents, William admitted to detectives that he had been in a relationship with Birchmore for approximately 2 years. Two years? Like, how many drinks do you have on the weekend? One or two? Like 15? Really? Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, 2 different glasses, but I filled the glasses at least 17 times.
And it's just straight alcohol.
Yeah.
There's no... Oh, you mean you can't just pour like 32 ounces of booze in a drink and call it a drink? Their relationship took place when Birchmore was an adult, according to him. And William is accused of exchanging inappropriate and graphic messages with her while he was on duty as a police officer. So, okay. Again, this officer has not been charged with... Or former officer has not been charged with anything. That should be said. If these things, if it's true, and these things only did take place while she was an adult, then there is not a crime. Unless there was like rape or something like that, but that doesn't seem to be what the case is with this, but it was a sexual relationship. I find it very hard to believe that it only has been there for 2 years, when his brother has been, you know, grooming her since she was like 12, that it just suddenly, oh, hey, you want to, it's number one, it's so fucked up because it's like, it feels like they just treated her like an utter nothing, just like a just soulless piece of meat of, you want to have her? She'll do this, she'll do that. I mean, probably someone who's very damaged already that was searching for some sort of validation that these jackass police officers thought, and took complete advantage of, and groomed her from a child to today. I just have a hard time believing it's only been 2 years. And I think they really need to look into all of that in terms of digital footprint to see exactly what was being shared all those years before. And hopefully those dumbass officers over there at the Stoughton and Canton police departments don't accidentally lose their phones or get rid of them right before they're going to be checked, because they just happen to know that that's what's going to happen, a la Karen fucking Reed.
Yeah. You know, I'm granted, at the time of this recording, William Farwell has not faced criminal charges. No. How soon before that changes?
They have to have the evidence. They have to have the evidence. Here's, you know, and here's another thing I want to say about this. Remember how quick those officers in the Karen Reed trial so quickly got rid of their phones?
Yeah.
And deleted all the data and the clouds and everything's just gone. Seeing how insidious all of this is with a lot of these people in this case, or in these cases, I'm going to take a random guess here and say that some of these predators that were masquerading as police officers were sharing some stuff. And I'm guessing, yeah. And I'm guessing maybe getting rid of your phone maybe had nothing to fucking do with Karen Reed. It probably really didn't. It probably had a lot more to do with other cases. And I'm not even saying just this one, but I'm saying the amount of incriminating shit that these people have probably had on their phones from not only this case, but other cases. And they knew that, oh my God, my phone's going to be examined and it can open up the fucking gateway to hell to thousands of cases here that I fucked up. I'm guessing that's why they dumped their phones, not because of Karen Reed, but because of other shit like this. And I'm not saying everybody's like having sex with this woman or raping her, but I'm saying these idiots seem to be kind of on conquest, you know, looking for the nudes of Karen and all that sort of shit and all about kind of sharing that stuff. So would I be shocked if there was pictures of Sandra Birchmore that were being shared around while she was alive? Between some of these officers was like, look at this one I got at the the Explorer program. It's fucking sickening. But does it surprise me at all seeing this boys club macho, we can do anything we want environment? Not at all. If I were the wives of any of these people right now, I'd be really fucking questioning myself. I'd be really like, you see any red flags on these guys years ago? And you were kind of like, nah, they're not that bad. I think you need to revisit some of that shit, ladies.
I agree. How many other things are we going to find? Gambling rings? Are we going to find human trafficking rings? What else are these people who feel that they're above the law? What else have they been doing?
Only as far as they're allowed to go. And some,
it sounds like they've been allowed to go quite far.
Exactly. Exactly. It can go anywhere. Both William and Matthew were officers in the Stoughton Police Department at the time of the events. Investigators have confirmed that both brothers had a sexual relationship with Birchmore. According to court documents, William admitted to detectives that he had been in a relationship with Birchmore for approximately 2 years. Yep, we said that. The relationship took place when Birchmore was an adult, according to him, and William is accused of exchanging those inappropriate graphic messages with her while he was on duty as an officer. Court records reveal that William's communication with Birchmore included explicit content, as outlined in a decertification order. Some of the messages exchanged between William and Birchmore contained photographs and video of nude individuals having sexual intercourse. The order also detailed that William lied to state investigators during the investigation of Birchmore's death. I'm sorry, can you hear my dogs in the background over there?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's,
you know, I love dogs. I don't care.
This is like royal death match going on over here.
Are they totally wrestling now?
Well, they wrestle and then they make love. Then they make sweet, sweet love and they turn on Keith Sweat. And it's like, nobody but me. Hey, can you guys stop for a little bit, please? I'm doing a show. You guys,
Dad's busy.
You can hump all you want later. Stop.
Knock it off.
Just stop. Knock it off. Stop. No, you go over there. Stop. Go over there. It's your thing. Anyway.
This reminds me of during COVID when, you know, newscasters would be sitting there doing a serious news story and the little kid comes in naked behind them. They're like, oh, God, get out, get out, get out.
Yeah. Or like that high-end reporter that was caught.
Wanking the noodle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When questioned by detectives from the Massachusetts State Police, William disclosed that he had two or three sexual encounters with Birchmore, claiming that the last time they were together was December 2020. He also stated that during their final encounter, Birchmore informed him that she was pregnant with Matthew's child. So why not? Why not? Jesus Christ. Why not, I guess? I don't know. However, phone records contradicted William's statement showing that the two met for a sexual encounter on January 10th of 21, just weeks before Birchmore's death on February 4th of 21. Sandra Birchmore's death has sparked significant legal action, and her family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. That's what kind of moved all this into action civilly. And then finally the feds came in and said, hey, you dumbasses over there that seem to have a lot of dark shit going on that you're not investigating or seem to be covering up, we're going to have to step in. Hi, we're the FBI. Nice to meet you. The lawsuit names both William and Matthew Farwell as defendants, as well as Stoughton Police Department. The lawsuit accuses the departments of failing to prevent the inappropriate relationships between officers and Birchmore, which eventually led to her death, which is 1,000% true.
God, this is such a sad story. I feel so terrible for her. She trusted these individuals, and they just groomed the living shit out of her.
1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. It went underneath. And for anybody to be like, oh, I didn't know this was going on, bull fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They had to have known that these two brothers were really hanging out with this one individual all the fucking time. And something about their spidey sense had to have gone up. Like, something just doesn't feel right about this relationship.
But if I say this about this guy, what is he going to say about me?
Yeah.
What shit have I done that he has on me? So let's just all kind of keep our dark shit covered. And I'm not going to tell on you, and you're not going to tell on me. And that's essentially what protecting the blue has become. It's not let's protect the blue from false accusations or, you know, bullshit like that. I believe in that. But essentially it ends up becoming more, I got shit on you, you got shit on me. We're going to protect each other so we can all live in harmony, and we'll make a lovely song about it. And Puff the Magic Dragon.
Just, I really need to believe that our law enforcement officers are better than this. And for the most part, they are.
I believe
apples are so bad.
I believe there's a good chunk that are good. I do believe we have a far more infected orchard of officers and departments out there than we'd like to admit to.
Yep.
I think we want to think it's not as bad as it is. Just like everybody wanted to think the Catholic Church wasn't as bad as it is. And then suddenly everybody's like, oh my God, everybody knows somebody who was molested by your local priest. It's like, oh shit. It wasn't just, you know, going to church and then going to the pie social and all that other shit. Dark shit was going on underneath the scenes. In a lot of places, a lot more common than anybody wanted to admit to, but not wanting to admit to these things is also what enables these things. Ugh. So the more we want to pretend that, oh, this isn't common, I'm sorry, it is. And they're being protected. And they're everywhere.
And that makes them even worse.
It's true. Again, I am not anti-police. I am anti-shitty human being. I'm anti-people that are going to take advantage of their power to harm other people. And I'm also anti-unionized, grouped-on organizations that will cover their asses for pretty much anything so they don't get a bad name, even when people in there are fucking kids. And some of our most respected institutions in our country have done just that.
Oh, God, that just, It's like a dagger to the heart.
It's true. So the sooner everybody in these organizations that can speak up, that's not a fucking piece of shit, and say, hey, there's a piece of shit over there and here's why. And we can start combing through these people and getting rid of them and holding them accountable. The less they're going to, everyone's going to have to live in this weird world of, you don't tell on me, I won't tell on you. How about just stop doing dumb shit or bad shit that you shouldn't be doing? Or maybe your bad shit's not as bad as that shit over there, so maybe be accountable for it and just fucking own up to it so we can stop this shit going on and get rid of these fucking predators that are all over the fucking place.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption. Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. S-I-G-N-O-S.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.